Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is September the 21st, the third Thursday in the month of September. Happy September. Happy Thursday. Happy fall. Happy New Year 2023. Can you believe it? It is almost, at the end of the year. Where did the year go? And so I truly believe there is a shift in the atmosphere. And God is shifting things and everything around for your good. And so don't judge by what you cannot see. Don't judge by what you don't have. Don't judge by what you can see in the natural. You know, what looks off in the moment. Just sit back and wait on the Lord, and He will direct your path. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. Please subscribe to this podcast and our YouTube channel. If you want to find out what's happening new with the ministry, you can visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. And we are so excited. We are very excited that we will have a book launch coming out in December. Yes, we do have something new coming out before the year ends, before 2023 ends. Yes, we will have a book coming forth. And we are excited. We are excited because I don't want to share what the title is yet, but guess what? Just as these podcasts are blessing you week by week, this book, actually it's a workbook, actually, it's a 12-week workbook that will bless you as well. So more information forthcoming. Amen. Amen. Well, we're still in the month of September. And you know, this month's theme is there's a shift in the atmosphere. And so this week's episode is called Moving with the Wind. That's right. Moving with the Wind. We'll be right back. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. And so today, I have a very short poem found by John M. Nelson. And the poem is called, Our Love is Like the Wind. And so it states, Our love is like the wind. I can't see it, but I know it's there. Our love is like the wind. It's always like a breath of fresh air. Our love is like the wind. Through the air, it's always flowing. Our love is like the wind. It can't just keep growing. Our love is like the wind. We can always feel its gentle touch. Our love is like the wind. It's something we need so much. Our love is like the wind. We are unable to find its source. Our love is like the wind. It is a such unstoppable force. Thank you, Mr. Nelson. That was a powerful poem. And I love this because, it reminds me of the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus left us a comforter, right, to comfort us, one that cannot be seen but moves and loves us like the wind. And as the poem says, the love is always fresh and new. The love always is getting deeper and deeper. Love is something we cannot live without. It is an unstoppable force, right? And this is the power of the Holy Spirit, which is why Jesus left this paraclete, this comforter here for us to access, tap into, lean on, depend on, help us navigate through life and grow to make all things new, and a force that is incomparable to anything else in the world. And the Holy Spirit, you know, was sent here to help us move with the wind. Think about that. The Holy Spirit was here to help us move with the wind. You know, the disciples would have stayed stagnant with Jesus's ministry and stayed in the same place, in the places that Jesus ministered, and stayed having the same attitude and the same ways that Jesus ministered. But Jesus wanted them to live and walk by the Spirit. You know, living by the Spirit is crucifying, you know, our flesh and mirroring the Holy Spirit's virtues. And so, excuse me, if you think about it, the only way the disciples were able to share this good gospel of Jesus Christ all over the world and spread it among the nations is by moving with the wind, is by living by the Holy Spirit and really moving with the wind, as this episode is called this week, right? And so the only way to move with the wind is by living by the Spirit. And when I say Spirit, I want you to think of the big S, right? We have a Spirit that God has given us. But it is that big S we're talking about. It is talking about the Holy. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. And so God is calling all of us to move with the wind. And in this season, moving with the wind is something God is doing in the land. But unfortunately, when I was thinking about this, many are falling victim to trusting more in the natural, right? Trusting more in what we see, and not trusting the wind that cannot be seen. Ooh, that blessed me. Let me not get excited. Let me not get too excited. You know, but unfortunately, you know, this is the day and age that we're living in. We already know these are the end of times, right? Revelation is unfolding. There are signs of deception and political tensions among the nations. You know, we've seen natural disasters and outbreaks, right? Or plagues, we should say, right? Christians lowering their standards to fit in, all different types of things that we are seeing unfolding now. And although, you know, all of these things are happening in the natural, right? This is where the enemy wants to pull our focus. But God wants us to move with the wind, through trusting his will and trusting his way. And trusting the will of our Father is a mindset. You know, it is not a natural way of thinking. It is not a natural way of seeing. It is not a natural way of believing, but it is a supernatural way of being. Amen. And so in Acts 17:28, it defines this supernatural way of being. For in him we live, we move, we have our being. And as certain also of your own, you know, as the poet has said, for we are also his offspring, right? And then when you go to verse 28, in him we live, we move, we have our being. As, you know, even some that you can hear these nuances kind of similar in what the poet was talking about, right? You know, and just think about it. For we are indeed his offspring. This is a state of being supernatural, a supernatural being, a supernatural way of living, right? Of moving like the wind. And I believe we often forget we are created in his image, and because of our DNA, you know, our supernatural DNA, right? that we can do this, that we can think like God thinks, that we have the power like God has. We can speak things into existence like He can. We can move with the wind because it is who we were created and destined to be. Amen. Now, you know, in order to fully go full speed into a state of being or moving with the wind, you have to be able to do a few things. And we're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsor. But we're going to dig into this thing, right? Because we need to learn how to move like the wind. Amen. Amen. We'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass, and voice, and a host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
All right, welcome back, welcome back. All right, so the question is, how do we move like the wind? How do we tap into this supernatural DNA that we have? So number one, we have to trust His will. And trusting the will of your Father is a shift that you have to do if you want to move with the wind. You know, we have to be mindful that the wind is always blowing, whether we feel it or not, whether we see it or not. If you want to move, right? If you want to move or not, the wind is still there. It is blowing. It is the Holy Spirit trying to push your mindset to shift in this season in your life, to be in agreement with your Heavenly Father. And definitely, if you have, you know, unfortunately, if you struggle with trust issues, right? And so maybe you have some baggage from your childhood. Maybe you have some baggage from a previous relationship and you have these trust issues. Then you'll try to hold on to, you'll constantly try to hold on to the light pole, not wanting to flow with the river. But God is doing things new every second, every minute of the day. So why not move? Why not you? Why not now? Why not try something new? Why not be open to the Holy Spirit and the move of God? Amen. And so you already know the scripture, Isaiah 55:8-9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, trusting His will involves being open to our Baba's ways. I love saying Baba. Some people say Papa, right? To Baba's ways. They're higher than our ways. Baba's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And it is because He has a supreme view. He has a higher view. If He has this higher view, then He knows your expected end. Ooh, that blessed me. I hope that blessed you. Let me say that again. If He has a higher view, then He knows your expected end. If He allowed this to happen to you, what is this? If He allowed the trauma, if He allowed the car accident, if He allowed the divorce, the death, the homelessness, the downsizing, the foreclosure, the bankruptcy, the cancer, the miscarriage, right? The infidelity, then there was a purpose. There was an expected end that He already foresaw for your life. And God's will, I mean, His will is His purpose and His purpose for your life. Let me say that again because that blessed me. God's will is His purpose and His purpose for your life. So what does His purpose mean? I don't think some people really think about that. What is my purpose, Daddy? What is my purpose, Baba? Some people don't know what their purpose is. And that means there is an expected end. There's a blessing at the end of the rainbow, not the pot of gold, right? Like we always say, it's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. No, there is a blessing waiting for you. You know, Ephesians 1:9 says, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ. And God is always trying to bless his children. He's always trying to bless you. It gives him great pleasure to order your steps for an expected end, but you have to trust the will of your Father. Amen. Amen. All right. Number two, you have to trust that he thought highly of you, that you can handle this. When God gave me this one, I was like, "Ooh, daddy, this is me right here." Cause I'm telling you, I don't know if this is something you say I can handle this, right? Do you know how highly God thinks of you? And when I was processing this, I was like, you know, Baba was like, "I think so highly of you, baby girl. Do you realize that his love for you, right? It's just like how a parent loves their children, right? That love is supreme. He is a supreme being who thought so much that he created you in his image. You know, we are created from our parents, and oftentimes we look like our parents, but God did the same thing. We're created in his image and he created you, guess what, to bounce back. Why did he create you in that way? Because you are an overcomer. Say that to yourself. I am an overcomer. And you are an overcomer whether you feel it or not, whether you see it or not, whether you're walking in it or not. You know, he created you to be flexible. He created you to be able to bounce back. He created you, excuse me, to be able to push through. He created you to be able to stand, dunning all and stand. He created you to be able to bend and not break. He created you to do all things, which means you got this. Say this to yourself. I got this. So you can handle whatever you're going through, even if you don't feel like you can. Because he's not using your strength. He's using what? His. And so no matter the flow of the wind, you just flow. Just flow. Just go with the flow, because you are the wind. Even as I'm saying that, just close your eyes and think of yourself as the wind. Think of yourself flowing and moving slowly as the wind. Feeling the cool breeze. Feeling the swaying back and forth, because you are the wind. Say that to yourself. I am the wind. And if you are the wind, you can do all things because your daddy can. Amen. Number three, you have to trust that he's already figured out the answer. You know how when you take a test or a quiz, you know, you studied hard, right? To make sure you knew all the answers to the questions. But guess what? Daddy knows all the answers. Sometimes we want an answer to something and we don't even realize that the answer has already been figured out. It's already been figured out for you. But we want to know things, right, that our heavenly daddy doesn't always let us know. Sometimes, you know, if you think about it, as a parent, we don't always tell our children the reason why we make decisions, or why we shield them from things, or why we don't tell them everything, because they can't handle it. And as a parent, we know that, right? We have the experience. We got the book. We can write about it, tell about it, right? We've already figured out a lot of things and solutions. We just need our children to trust us. Here, there's that word again, trust. That we've already figured it out, right? And so in the same regard, we as the children of God have to trust God has figured it all out for our good. So flow with the wind. Say that to yourself. I'm a flow with the wind. All right. Number four. This is the last one. Number four. You got to trust that he's on your side going through this thing with you. right? He's going, as the wind is flowing and moving, God is right there with you. When I think about this, you know, it makes me think about the game, how where two people, they're in this race. Everybody's kind of coupled up and they have their legs tied together, right? And you go going through this obstacle course and you have to go together as one because you're connected, right? So it's your 2 feet tied. You're trying to work together, but then it's hard because one's pulling. We always pulling away, right? But somebody pulling away, somebody pulling this way, but God is tied to you tighter than you know. Everything you go through, He is going through with you. Every time you fall, He's there falling and trying to pick you back up. Every time you doubt yourself, He's in your ear saying, you got this, you can do this, because He's closer than you know. He never intended for you to go through life alone. He never intended for you to go through trials alone. He never intended for you to be a single mom alone, a single parent alone. He never intended for you to go to chemotherapy alone. He never intended for you to be in that hospital and lose that baby alone. He never intended for you to be in that accident and you were the only one who survived. He never intended for you to do all that alone. And we have to be reminded that He is always there by your side. And think about it. Even when Jesus went to the cross, God was right there with Him. Although Jesus had to go to the cross, right? He had to go. It was all according to God's plan, right? Although it was hard for Him to see His Son going through it, yes. Was it hard? Yes. Did God have a hard time watching those people torture His one and only Son? Yes. Did He want to pull Him down and cast fire on the people who persecuted and brutalized His Son, His Son's body? Yes. Did God want to comfort His Son while He was in excruciating pain? Yes. But God knew that there was a purpose and a plan, and it all was for the greater good. And He knew that His Son had to move with the wind. Ooh, God has to allow things for the greater good. And so there is the fabric of life that He has created from the beginning. And every patch is His handiwork, whether good, bad, indifferent, right, wrong. Every patch has a purpose. Just like the patch of the cross, it had a purpose. And so does your cross. You know, we all have crosses to bear from time to time, right? But and we have crosses to bear, and it's woven and sewn into this fabric of life. But He is the one who created it. He is the supreme seamstress. Ooh, don't get me started. Ooh, that's giving me chills. God is the supreme seamstress. He knows how to sew some things together. And it all work out for your good. He knows how to sew some things together in the fabric of life. And is still, even to this day, creating more and more for you to move forward to what? Your purpose. Why? To flow and move with the wind. Man, where did the time go? This was a good one, y'all. I'm telling you, we have to learn how to move with the wind. We have to trust God's will for our life, right? We got to trust His will. You know, we have to realize His ways are not ours. Excuse me, what He thinks, totally different from what we think, right? But He thinks you are special. And why does He think you're special? Because you were created in His image. And because you're created in His image, you are equipped to flow with the river. You are equipped to move with the wind. You gotta trust that your Father knows best, right? You got to trust that He knows best, and He has your best interests at heart. And lastly, you got to remember, you are never alone. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." So allow the shift Is it challenging? Yes, because you are going against the grain of your natural DNA. But God wants you to shift and utilize your supernatural DNA because you were created in His image. And all you have to do is close your eyes, stand still, and trust the wind of God as He blows purpose in your life. Amen and amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen.